Well, good afternoon, good evening, or good whatever to you. It is Wednesday, February 1st, 2006, and you are listening to the Bud the Teacher podcast. I am Bud the Teacher. Oddly enough, this is my podcast, hence the clever title. It is beginning to get gray and dark. It's about 5:30 in the afternoon on this Wednesday. Got snow in the forecast on Friday, looking forward to a light dusting. But otherwise, it's been in the 50s here last week. Very pleasant. Podcasting today because I was participating in a listserv. Well, I was reading a listserv. The Tech Rat listserv published by Interversity, which is a loosely affiliated to the National Council of Teachers of English in the sense that most of the participants are involved in some way at NCTE, not because NCTE actually formally supports the listserv, but they do informally support it. A lot of information that you may not have wanted, but reading a post about anonymity in online chat. And I was very struck by the idea, by the idea that this would be a good thing to promote, anonymous chat. And several of the posters had, we had lost our bear, that was the distress in the rear seat, the bear issue has been resolved. I was reading the chat or the conversation, and a teacher was looking for a place to do some anonymous chatting. Wanted to be able to chat without tying names to it. Now, for purely experimental purposes, in a situation, these were college students, by the way, in a situation where you're trying to investigate what anonymity can do for you, that's one thing, but I was struck by the responses that suggested that anonymity was a good thing. I spend a lot of time navigating the web as me. I will not leave an anonymous comment on a blog. I will not post anonymously to a blog. I believe that I should stand up behind my name. I have always done that as a student. I began a good chunk of the way through college. I realized that I should be signing my name whenever I was filling out a course evaluation, not because I wanted the professor to know what it was I had to say, but because I felt like my comment carried more weight if I was willing to stand behind it. Now, let me back up a little bit and tell you that anonymity in a couple of different forums has reared its head in my radar lately. We recently completed some staff review of current staff meeting and protocols and practices in which we left some anonymous comments. Well, some folks did. I actually didn't participate in the survey that we were looking at today. But there were anonymous comments there, and there were some comments that said some things that maybe folks wouldn't have said in a face-to-face environment. And those comments were shared with the staff. Part of me thinks that that was a useful way to get some feedback for an administrator. I don't know that it was clear to staff members that those comments would be shared with the entire staff, which led to some hurt feelings. I don't want to go into the details because I do feel that's an internal matter, but the larger issue is that anonymity was sort of offered and then it was kind of taken away in the sense that the comments were published. So some folks said some things they wouldn't have otherwise said. I don't want to draw on that fact because we did have some resolution as a staff into owning up and discussing what the issues were, but I did want to talk about the larger issues, because when I'm on, when I'm online, you want your bear? There you go. When I'm online, I really do think it's important to own what I say. And I think our students should own what they say. And that means that we need to teach them that what they say has weight, and what they do on the internet is going to be read, and all those things that I've talked about before, and I think the audience of this podcast would probably agree with. But in reading the listserv, realized that there were some more depth to this issue. I asked the question of why anyone would want to use anonymity in a classroom chat situation. My overriding feeling about anonymity is that it's not a good thing, because as it happened to my staff, people say things that they may not
otherwise have said.
I question the motives of anonymous comments, because you can't really follow them up very well. And I think that hiding gives us license to be a little bit lazy with our words and our ideas and our thoughts and our actions. But very quickly, some people responded on the listserv with some ideas that I think make for valid reasons to use anonymous chat, and I don't know that I'm comfortable with that. Here's an example. Teacher posted back that this teacher uses anonymous chat situations to create a series of role plays for students focused on various roles and characters within occupations or professions or situations, and remains everyone remains anonymous so that the previous interactions with those other students does not cloud the judgment or the ideas of the conversation. That's interesting to me. I think that might have potential. The teacher also, interestingly, participates or doesn't participate, but is also anonymous. So you never know if there's a teacher lurking in the wings that you're talking with or not. I think that's an interesting accountability measure that has some merit. I'd never thought that anonymous chat would be a good idea, and I think in this case, it is. Also learned a couple of terms in this conversation. I thought I'd share those. One was the idea of, I've forgotten the exact word, but regular anonymity, or forced, or you know, strict, in that the anonymous person creates an identity or a screen name, and that screen name stays with the anonymous participant. So over time, you begin to develop a sense of who that person is and where they're coming from on issues, but they still have some protection in terms of their identity. That seems to me to maybe have some value in a chat situation, a private classroom situation that maybe makes sense. But as I'm saying that, I still feel conflicted, in the sense that when you're hiding your identity, it does seem to me that you are lying a little bit. And I don't know if that's a lie of omission, obviously, but it gives you license to lie in other ways. If you can't verify the information that a person is giving to you, then you aren't able to